Welcome, everybody, to the Atom Ventures podcast. I'm here today with Peter Goldstein, of the CEO of Exchange Listing. We'll have the main event podcast on Sunday, as you will all regular listeners will know. But before that, it's the trailer, and I'm going to ask Peter five questions. So, Peter, first question, what's your daily routine?
So, first off, good morning. Great to be with you here, and looking forward to a dynamic conversation and podcast. And so, to jump right in, I start my routine usually with, looking over the market activity, reading the morning papers. I read the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times electronically on a regular basis. And from there, I try not to dip into the business aspect of looking at emails and staying away from the actual productivity of my day. So I might listen on then to some podcasts or to begin, and then right from there, it's to the gym. I need to get my body moving every day to get primed for the day, and then from there, we kind of move into the business day.
So what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Yeah, so I'm 58, so I feel like there's a lot to choose from there. And certainly, the one that came to mind when I was, thinking about this was, and you have to excuse my language here a little bit, but not to believe my own bullshit, not to believe my own storytelling in my mind. Like, we tend to get caught up inside of our own minds, our own thoughts, our own perspectives. And then often, the advice that I got was, don't buy into that. That doesn't necessarily mean that there's a truth to that.
I think someone once said to me that you're the only person that can see the film that runs in your own head. So, yeah.
It's real. Well said.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to do to relax?
I've taken recently to meditating. I find that, the work that I do is very intense in a, in the thought processes, the mental energy, the time, and the focus that I give. And, of course, I've got, many hobbies and things that I do, but relaxing from the pure sense of letting my mind relax, which I find is so important these days. I have a regular now meditation practice that really allows me body, kind of mind, spirit to relax and let go of the intensity and the thought processes that, and in addition to that movie you mentioned that goes around in our mind, there's also the chatter. So relaxing at the pure sense comes to me in a form of meditation.
So what in the world annoys you?
Yeah, to me, when people put up roadblocks, for example, in my business, I often hear, oh, it can't be done that way, or like referring to, I work with taking small to mid-cap companies to IPO, and once, no, it can't be done. It has to be a certain size or a certain stage or a certain this or a certain that. So just in general, when people put up roadblocks before looking at the options of what's possible in life, I find that quite annoying because I live in the world of, possibilities and then solutions, that there's solutions for all problems.
What are you most proud of?
Certainly that I've built, and taken a very entrepreneurial path starting at a very young age. It's served me well. I've lived around the world. I've accomplished quite a bit. I find it very intellectually stimulating, financially rewarding. And then I think of recent, my daughter is also pursuing an entrepreneurship path. She's 20 now, and I put a lot of energy into the teachings of what I've learned throughout the years. And trust me, there's been ups and downs and wins and losses of being an entrepreneur. But to really follow my own instincts and take a pathway that was non-traditional, going back, 35 years ago. Now I think it's a little more traditional, for kids to not immediately go to college and then to follow a kind of lockstep program. Mine was very, very unique from an early age, and I'm quite proud of that.
Excellent. So we'll definitely talk about more about that in the main podcast. And as the regular listeners know, as I mentioned before, it'll be coming out on Sunday, where we'll be talking about finance, obviously how companies can get to IPO, but before that, the funding process really, and helping small businesses and entrepreneurs understand what is that funding process? How do you get funding and grow your business?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, then please subscribe. We're the Atom Ventures podcast, and you can find us on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all the great podcasting sites. Please also leave a review. And if you want to get in contact, then please visit our site, atomcto.com. You can find us on LinkedIn under Atom Ventures and Atom CTO. And you can email us at info@atomcto.com.